Today, Israel widened its assault on Palestinian towns and cities in the West Bank. Tanks either surrounded or entered the towns of Bethlehem, Beit Jala, Qalqilya, and Tulkarm. Gunfights continued in Ramallah, and near Ramallah, the Palestinian security chief called media organizations tonight, saying the Israeli army is trying to storm his headquarters. He says 400 Palestinians are hiding inside. Tanks had surrounded his compound earlier in the day.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's calls for urgent international intervention were met with another call from President George Bush for Arafat to do much more to stop Palestinian attacks. Not long after the president's remarks, another bomb went off in Jerusalem. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the West Bank town of Tulkarm.
After Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon told the nation last night that Israel is in a state of war, the army fanned out across the West Bank. To the south of Jerusalem, tanks rolled into the biblical town of Bethlehem on the day after Easter. But the violence didn't all come from the outside. Palestinian gunmen shot and killed an Arab man that Palestinian officials said was suspected of collaborating with Israel. To the west, in the town of Qalqilya, where Israeli troops blocked reporters from entering as house-to-house searches for suspected terrorists were conducted, another two Arabs suspected of collaboration were found dead. North of Qalqilya lies Tulkarm, another town close to the Green Line that separates the West Bank from Israel. At a checkpoint outside of town, a string of Israeli tanks and armored vehicles rumbles by, getting into position on the outskirts. Inside Tulkarm, residents peeked out from their houses at the sight of two reporters traveling the deserted streets and came out to talk. Quietly at first, but then excitedly about the eight suspected collaborators shot in their town earlier in the day. The men took the bodies, they say, and hung them up in the town center. It was a message, they say, to anyone who might be thinking of cooperating with the Israelis as this military operation continues to expand. A mathematics teacher who gives his name as Ahmad says night is the worst time, when people stay inside and wait for the gunfire and hope that it's aimed somewhere else.
And every day the Israeli shooting this area. You can see the, over there, this, the wall,
you see the house?
The wall of this house.
Look.
There are many holes.
Look.
Another Tulkarm resident who won't give his name says no one here can understand why the rest of the world doesn't condemn this mighty army that's using terror as a weapon against a whole population. Right now, he says, there are Israeli tanks around our city. Our kids are terrified. No one in the world would accept these conditions. Even some Israelis are rejecting this policy of violence and terror. We want to live in peace together, for our kids, for their kids, for the kids of the world. But these days, Israeli parents are facing the same anxiety for their children. Today saw the sixth Palestinian bombing in as many days. This time, police say, an explosion in a car in West Jerusalem that had been stopped at a checkpoint near an ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhood. The bomber was killed, and one Israeli policeman was seriously injured. In South Jerusalem, security officials said one Israeli was killed by a sniper believed to be shooting from Bethlehem. Israeli cabinet ministers who approved this expansion of the military operation said the most disappointing thing to consider is how close U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni was to reaching a ceasefire last Wednesday, only to see his latest effort vaporize in the Netanya suicide bombing that Israelis are calling the Passover massacre. For the Palestinians, the situation is still the worst in Ramallah. The Israeli army says more than 700 people have been arrested. Palestinian officials say in the past 3 days, 19 people have been killed in Ramallah. Between those dying in clashes and of natural causes, the Ramallah hospital reports that its morgue is full and some bodies are being kept unrefrigerated. Foreign journalists are being threatened with expulsion from Ramallah. A CBS crew was escorted out today, and six international peace demonstrators and a Palestinian cameraman were injured in Beit Jala when soldiers fired at their feet. In Tulkarm, resident Majdi Hosseini watched the sun going down and the Israeli helicopter circling overhead as his neighbor came running up the street to say the soldiers were moving into the city.
We don't know what's going to happen, but we are afraid here.
Israeli officials say the military is under orders to minimize civilian casualties, but the operation will continue, perhaps for weeks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tulkarm.